what is good, Humble fam? How about y'all come on in and let's have us another visit here on the Humble Show. I'm Grant Fletcher, and we're doing something a little bit different here because we are actually at Mobile Bay Anime Fest right now. It's happening behind me, behind this curtain here, if you're watching on YouTube. And yeah, I don't know when we're going to have a chance to record, and so we wanted to sort of take this chance to just kind of grab some video, show you all the vendor floor, show you what's going on here, and who knows, maybe even catch up with my co-hosts at some point in time as well. And if you're listening, if you're on the pod players right now, I'm going to do my best to try and explain what I'm seeing out here for you. But yeah, otherwise, we're just going to have a good time. We're going to enjoy Mobile Bay Anime Fest. It's already a great day. We just opened a little while ago, and the energy in here is awesome. I'm really excited about this, and yeah, I'm just ready to get the whole day underway, and let's see what we can get into. In our first pass of the vendor floor here, I actually had to find a space where there's a little bit of room because the floor is so full over there. You can kind of see it a little bit here over in the back. There's a line for concessions over there. A lot of cool stuff already on display over here. Really awesome. Look at this big old Funko Pop booth right here. Sorry, you're good. You're good. You're fine. Just getting a real bird's eye view here. A lot of folks in costume. Looks great out here. Let's see if we can find Brandon. All right, I just found Brandon. He just got done with some attendees who were looking to buy some things and needed some things and making some cool announcements here. Brandon, how you feel so far? We just got started.
You know what? I'm feeling pretty cool. It's been a good day so far. Up until about 10 a.m. whenever we opened, I felt like taking three naps, like going to sleep, waking up, going to sleep, waking up, and going to sleep and waking up. But I think I'll be all right now.
You were moving a little slow, but I'm glad you came around. I was confident that you were going to come around, so I'm glad you did. And I'm going to try to check in with you a little bit later today. Okay.
Wait, what?
I said I'm going to try to check in with you a little bit later, all right? Look, he's super alert right now, everybody. All right, bye, Brandon. Say bye. We'll see you next time. I found Moonbeam. Here, I told you. All right, what do you... Okay, what is this? What do you make?
This one... We invented this morning. This is the Messica. It's the lotus. So it's a serving of the lotus, and it's a serving of the double cream. Okay, it's sugar-free except for the double cream.
Right, all except for that one little thing.
And then we do strawberry, sugar-free strawberry. And then we're going to do some sugar-free vanilla. Okay, and then we're going to top it with a Fresca.
Oh, a Fresca.
And we have, you know what? I really want somebody to come try our jalapeno lemonade because it is really good.
Okay.
Nobody has.
You know why? Because they're scared. They're scared.
They're scared. Their mouth's going to be on fire. And that's not the case. Their mouth's going to be just fine. Let me go find
something. I'll just follow her around. Let's see what happens. We need some ice. Okay.
Huh? Throw some ice on it. And then I got a little cup that I mixy up in because we're real conscious of cross-contamination back here. So we're washing and rinsing, and that one's brand new, but I'm rinsing it anyway. And then, where's my Fresca? You know, if you weren't filming, either. For the Fresca on the cup.
But we need the content as the problem.
Sorry. A whole Fresca, a whole baby Fresca. And then you just do the old mixy-mixy. And you got a perfectly delicious, sugar-free, aside from the double cream. Messica.
Low sugar,
yeah.
And it's called a Messica?
It's not as organized as the dry house, but...
Yeah.
It's
not as organized, but you're working with what you got.
Working with what I got.
Right, let me try this and I'll report back. All right, let's try a Messica.
Okay.
That's really good.
Right?
That's really good. And it's mostly sugar-free. That's crazy.
It
doesn't taste mostly sugar-free, but it's good. That's really good.
It's got the double.
All right, y'all go home and make you a Messica and report back to me in the comments.
You're making a Messica at home.
Make a Messica.
You're making a Messica here.
All right, y'all, I am back in Baton Rouge. I'm actually not in my studio. I'm in my spare room where I do all of my 3D printing and stuff. And, you know, it's we didn't get a chance to get a lot of footage around the Anime Fest, but you know, I thought that that might be the case. I mean, with us having to travel there and then put on the show and then tear down and pack up and go home on the same day, we thought that might be the case, and that's absolutely what it was. But I'm glad that we were able to check in with, you know, all three of us at the show and show you a little bit of what was going on. I mean, we could have taken the week off, but you know, y'all are so awesome to check in with us every single week that you know, we wanted to have something for you out there. Just to show you, just so you can see it, just so you can hear it. We're going to be sitting down later this week to talk a little bit more about it. So we will fill you in on the full details whenever we actually record the next episode. So subscribe for that if you haven't already. And we're going to be looking ahead to Southern Nerds Fest too. But before we do that, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who helped put on the show, all the volunteers, all the staff, Mallory Rodak, Michelle Rojas, Kyle Phillips, Justin Cook, all amazing. I had a great time hosting those panels. And we'll talk a little bit more about the costume contest. If you haven't seen those pictures, go look up Mobile Bay Anime Fest on Instagram, on Facebook. There's a lot of really cool pictures out there. Congrats to all the winners. It was great. It was a great time. And I'm looking forward to the next one. But we will see y'all back here next week. Until then, y'all, stay humble.